Thomas Nieman, who's with the Ford Motor Company. Sustainability and vehicle environmental matters are his specialty. Thomas, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time for this morning. Tell us the specifics of what you do for Ford.
I'm the sustainability reporting manager. I'm the guy that gets to tell about all the different things that we're doing from a sustainability perspective, and I give this snapshot look of the company for the calendar year 2011 and talk about all the things we're doing as a good corporate citizen.
All right. So your annual sustainability report was recently released. Tell us about it.
It was the 13th, so we've been doing this since 1999. In fact, it started out as what was called our corporate citizenship report, and now we've been doing it for 13 years, and I'm the guy that gets to tell the company story and how we're acting as a good corporate citizen in communities throughout the world and how we're reducing our water use and reducing our energy use throughout the world, and how we keep projecting to reduce those numbers even further through the next few years.
All right. How much have you reduced it in the last 6 years?
Well, it's about 22% energy use that we've reduced, and we've actually set a goal now by 2016 of reducing that number even further by another 25%. Our water use since, I guess even going back to the year 2000, is down over 40%, and we're looking for ways to improve that as well.
All right, beyond the water usage, which you've cut, what else has helped you with the drop in energy that you use?
Well, it's a lot of learnings where we have efficiencies. We have something called the Global Environmental Management System, which allows us through a centralized database collection of all of our facilities from all of our facilities all around the world to keep track of how we're using energy, where we're using it, when we're using it, and allows us to, you know, literally shut down zones of a manufacturing facility during off-peak hours and so forth. It allows us to do more careful climate control and vast improvements in our lighting efficiencies, as well as some of our manufacturing processes where we're using much more energy-efficient tooling.
There can be concern about waste to landfill water use and CO2 emissions. Tell us how you've done there.
Well, we're striving for further reductions in our waste to landfill. The ultimate objective is zero. I'm not sure how you get there perfectly, but I guess you can approach that absolute number. But also just in terms of when we reduce our energy use, we also then reduce our CO2 footprint and so forth. So anytime you're reducing the amount of energy you're using, you're reducing the amount of CO2 that you're generating. And we're doing the same thing with our vehicles, because just like we're concerned about improving fuel economy in our vehicles, that decreases the amount of CO2 generated by our vehicles. We do the same thing with our manufacturing facilities, that the more efficient we make them, the less costly they are, but then also the less CO2 they're generating while they're in operation.
Can Ford be better?
I think so, which is why we set targets, why we've set the target for 2016 to improve our energy reduction, our energy reduce. We've set year-over-year targets of between 5 to 10% water reductions, same thing with waste to landfill reductions and so forth. So, yes, I think there's always room for improvement. We're learning as we go. In fact, that's what the sustainability report does. It tells the story of that journey.
Do you measure yourself against other car companies?
We do, but more importantly, we measure ourselves against ourselves, because this is also good business. It makes sense to be a good corporate citizen for all the altruistic reasons that you would imagine, but it also makes sense economically. So energy costs money, and hauling waste to landfills costs money. So anytime we can find ways to reduce those things and make the plants more financially efficient, it improves our overall bottom line.
Ford is becoming more financially sound because they're building better products and more people are buying those. How much has that helped you do what you do, or has what you do been a key factor in helping Ford sell more cars and make better cars?
Actually, Tony, it's a little bit circular. Each has helped each other. It's kind of a chicken and an egg thing, because even through the most difficult economic times, we kept doing these things where we were improving the fuel efficiency of our vehicles. We were improving the energy and water efficiency of our facilities. So it freed up money for us to continue to pour capital investments into our products and our facilities, and then the more efficient they became and the higher quality our vehicles became, the more we were selling them and the more attractive we were to customers. So it becomes very circular. It's hard to tell where the one starts and where the other ends and so forth. So I think they both contributed to each other. The important thing is, though, even again, while we were in those difficult economic times, we didn't give up on those efficiencies and those improvements, whether they were in our products or our facilities.
Thomas, what's the job market like in your field?
I don't know. It depends. I think if you look cross sector, whether you're looking at the IT industry, like the Dells and the Microsofts and the Intels of the world, or even if you look at the Coca-Colas and the PepsiCos, there's a growing awareness that sustainability is not a standalone operation, but that it's, like here at Ford Motor Company, it's integral to our business operations. And so many of these things that do good things for our planet and do good things for communities also do good things for the business and help the bottom line. And I think there's a growing awareness of that, even if it's at its beginning, even within Wall Street, and understanding how much stronger that a sustainably sound company is economically sound and so forth. So I think it's a growing part of industry.
We've been talking with Thomas Nieman, who's with Ford Motor Company. He's with their Sustainability and Vehicle Environment and Environmental Matters Department. He's the manager. Thomas, if more folks want to take a look at this report, where can they go?
They can go to www.corporate.ford.com/sustainability, and that'll bring them to our sustainability page, and right in the center of that is a link to our sustainability report.
All right, Thomas, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony. Thanks for a chance to chat with you this morning.